Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Not here for applause, just simply here to help you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. We want to talk about your money, your beeswax, your business, that is, and your life. This is the place you got to hang out. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Simply click on the Ask Ray button. Lots on the agenda today. Aretha Franklin joins Prince and many, many, many other celebrities who croak without a will. Do you have a will? A simple little piece of paper explaining where you want all your money to go and how you want your kids raised and all that stuff? Boy, there's so many people that don't, and it's so simple to do. We'll talk about that in a minute. College 529 plans in the news. There have been some changes. We'll discuss what they are, how they work, hopefully, this hour of Money Power. And a new private letter ruling will help clear the way for 401k plan student loan benefits. Boy, you just don't hear much about this at all. But the IRS did release a private letter ruling which will help employers provide a new type of student loan repayment benefit. When you consider the fact that we have $1.3 trillion in student loans, that would seemingly make some sense. And rebalancing. I'm not a huge rebalancing fan, but you know, when the market now at record highs, the longest on record, as a matter of fact, at least as it relates to the Standard & Poor's 500, rebalancing is pretty simple, and it can increase your risk-adjusted performance. That's important to know, because it probably won't increase the absolute performance, but risk-adjusted-wise, it will. So that's on the docket. But I start today with something I read earlier this morning that I found fascinating, because I've said it many times, but I really never had any proof. Well, Michael A. Webb, CEBS, wrote this: don't believe everything you read. Then we can say see on TV or hear on radio ads and so forth. But here is what he wrote. Several articles claiming an explosion in seniors filing for bankruptcy. However, as some observers pointed out, the underlying study cherry-picked a year to dramatically overstate the trend, while the actual percentage of seniors filing for bankruptcy is very small. In other words, a lot of the advertising that goes on out there is in an attempt to motivate you to do something, which I think is absolutely fine. But if it's cherry-picked information, then it's not fine. If someone's going to tout a study or something like that, you should, you know, look at the facts. Here's what else he said. Articles touting an extremely high median savings rate level among millennials, but conveniently leaving out the fact that the underlying survey excluded millennials with zero savings, which obviously distorts any median figures. Median, half are higher, half are lower. But if you exclude or include, I should say, everybody with zero or exclude everybody with zero, you're going to get dramatically different numbers. And so guys like me who read, you know, an article or whatever could be giving you false information, which is why I spend so much time reading articles. And if something sounds fishy, I actually pull the study. And the studies are long and grueling to read, by the way, because they have all kinds of sigmas and alphas and all this stuff in this business. It's crazy. I mean, many of the researchers are just phenom in terms of their intellect. And the real challenge is to take something super complex and turn it into something simple that you can talk about on a show like this. Anyway, allow me to move on. A particularly good article on millennial attitudes versus reality regarding stock investing. Now, I've talked about this. When asked, many stated that they were stock averse. These are millennials. But most actually invested in equities. This was turned by other media outlets into a, quote, millennials are risk averse piece, which in examining their actual investments was not the case. Guilty as charged. I read an article, I don't know, it was months ago when this first came out, and I think I may have made the comment, millennials don't like stocks or something to that effect. And here you go. A lot of the stuff is just not true. Now, I think it is true that millennials are a little more, especially those that watched their parents lose a lot of dough in the Great Recession, or perhaps somewhat reluctant to jump in, but according at least to this, they have indeed. And which kind of makes sense. If they have a job and they have a 401k plan, it's highly likely that they will in fact be investors in the stock market. So he goes on in this article, why does this happen? Several reasons, he quotes. One, many original articles get repackaged by other media outlets where authors other than the original add their own commentary to the piece. Oh, you don't see this at all in politics, do you? You don't see this at all in politics, where somebody writes an article, has a source or doesn't have a source, and it's instantly picked up by every news media outlet. And as an aside, if it happens to do with Donald Trump, whether it's true or not, it gets repeated a million times. Which I guess is good for Mr. Trump in some respects and really bad in others. Survey data that may be inaccurate or misleading is relied upon without digging deeper into the numbers. Absolutely. Survey says, and then you get to interpret what the survey said, which may or may not be accurate. People who write about retirement are as human as anyone else and simply make mistakes sometimes. I certainly have. I just admitted to one. So before you act upon anything you read, see, or hear, especially as it relates to retirement, make sure you get the documentation. I do attempt to explain who wrote the article, where it came from, and so forth, so that you can research it yourself. It's the least I can do, for crying out loud. On that note, let us move on to a different topic. And that is this whole business of, well, every time a celebrity dies, it seems, we find out that they died without a will, and it's baffling. It's absolutely baffling. So Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, amazing talent. I mean, seriously, amazing talent. Probably one of the best female vocalists ever. Worth about $80 million. Do you think with $80 million bucks they could afford $1,000 or $2,000 bucks to get some kind of an estate plan done? I mean, maybe in her case it's $5,000 or $10,000. I don't know, because her estate is more complicated, but she spent nothing. No will. And she even has, from what I understand, a disabled or handicapped or special needs child. 4 kids she has, so they're each going to receive more than likely an equal portion of her estate, which does make it complicated for her special needs child, because the special needs child will certainly not be able to qualify for any kind of government aid. And then there's this whole question of valuation. In reading about this, I found this to be fascinating. The IRS initially valued Michael Jackson's name and image upon death at more than $434 million, while the estate estimated just $2,000. Why? About a 40% federal estate tax. They're about $160 million in taxes apart. So Aretha Franklin's estate's going to have to go through the same kind of thing, because, heck, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Her music's going to be around longer than you're going to be around. Please. You don't have to be Aretha Franklin or worth $80 million to get a silly will or a living trust. Although I guess they're not that silly. They really are important. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back. We'll talk more about what you need to know about College 529 Savings Plan. That's coming up next right here, right now, and right on Ray Lucia Radio Program.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
To the 529 stuff in a second, but let me finish on this Aretha Franklin story about the fact that she died intestate, which means without a will. Remember, when you die without a will, the government steps in and writes one for you, state, etc., that you're in. And it's really frustrating, I'm sure, when you have four kids with four different sets of needs. And I don't know how old Aretha Franklin's children are. They're probably grown. But even so, if each of them are going to get $20 million, that's quite a sum of money to be given to any child. I don't care how old they are. Wouldn't you like to have that in the form of a trust that doled the money out? I mean, perhaps more responsibly? Now, incidentally, it's not going to be $20 million per child. She has an $80 million estate and four kids. Simple math says it is. But no, there's a partner in the deal. Remember that individuals that have estates valued over about $11.2 million under a more frequent law, in terms of the portability of the estate tax exemption, will be subject to an approximate 40% tax, which puts Aretha's kids in the crosshairs of the government wanting $30 million or so. So $80 million just was worth $50 million. Oh, but wait, there's more. Does her estate have $30 million worth of liquidity? And is it really only $30 million? As I mentioned before the break, she's got records and royalties, which she'll do evaluation, but the government certainly is going to do one as well. And they're going to try to present value the future benefits of all of those royalties. Think Elvis Presley for just a minute. Think Michael Jackson. Most of them are worth far more today dead than they were worth alive because of the image, the royalty, and so forth. I mean, how many lunchboxes out there with Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley on them? And all of that's worth something. So this $80 million could be $180 million for all we know. How much liquidity is in the estate? Now, I don't mean to, you know, make you feel as if, you know, you've got such a large estate that you're going to have issues, because you got to be worth more than $11 million before this is a problem. But the lesson here is kind of an obvious one. Is there an adequate amount of liquidity in your estate to settle whatever needs to be settled upon death? In Aretha Franklin's case, it better be $30 million worth. Now, granted, she might have some real estate or other assets that can be sold. But when assets are sold, many times if they have to be sold at fire sale prices, because you only have 9 months to raise this cash, there's a valuation done of the estate. And typically the government gives you 9 months to write a check. There are some other rules under 61, 66A and so forth. that I don't want to get into. If you own a business and, you know, where the business represents a substantial portion of your estate, as I'm sure that is the case here with Aretha. But it's still real money. So let's take it down to your and my level. If you died last night, you never say if you die tomorrow because that's, you know, making a prediction. But if you died last night, people don't worry about that so much because they didn't die last night because they're still listening today. It's just something I learned a long time ago in talking about like life insurance and all that. Never say if you die tonight in your sleep. In either event, if you died last night, how much liquidity is in your estate to settle whatever needs to be settled? Are there debts that need to be paid off? You have a spouse, and that spouse probably doesn't want to have to be dealing with a mortgage or credit card debt or funerals and all kinds of other expenses. Is there cash available for the kids or grandkids' college education that you planned for? Or will assets need to be liquidated? Of course, it's always, you know, good to die when the market's up like this because your estate is probably worth a lot more. So if you had to sell something, it wouldn't be so bad. And remember, there is a step up in basis upon death, so there's no capital gains taxes to be paid. But it's always a good idea to have a liquidity analysis. And this is where a good advisor can really, really help you out. Okay, so the kids are back to school now. What you know should you know about 529 plans? There is a change in the law I'll get to. But just a quick review, a 529 savings plan comes from the IRS code section 529 qualified tuition programs. Now, generally speaking, the money that you put into a 529 plan is with post-tax dollars, but all the earnings accumulate on a tax-free basis. And then if the money is withdrawn for qualified educational expenses, then those earnings come out tax-free. On the contributions, most states do offer a state income tax deduction, but it does vary with each state. Now, you don't have to use the state plan, by the way. So you can basically shop 529 plans and go to any state plan that you want, that you feel is acceptable. So what are some of the questions that come up? What's a qualified educational expense? It includes tuition, mandatory fees, textbooks, computer, software, supplies, et cetera, and room and board if you're enrolled at least half time. Just about everything. It does not, you know, include taking your friends out for a pizza and beer night. That's not part of your room and board. It doesn't have to be used for college necessarily anymore, but under the old rules, it was fine to use it for any eligible institution of higher learning, which would include four-year colleges, universities, two-year programs, trade schools, vocation schools, etc. But now under the new provision, it allows 529 account owners to withdraw up to 10 grand per year per student for private, primary, or secondary education. Now, this 10 grand only applies to tuition, not textbooks, computers, or other fees. You can look at those Coverdale plans, but you can only put a couple grand into those for that kind of stuff. Money withdrawn for other than qualified expenses, subject to a 10% federal penalty. Parent is usually the owner, the kid's usually the beneficiary. And anybody can contribute to a 529 plan, although there may be some aggregation rules. I got a couple other things to talk about this. I'll bring them up on the other side of the break, and I'll get into an interesting private letter ruling that's going to help clear the way for 401k plans to help pay off student loans, $1.3 trillion worth. That could be good, but there's a couple of twists in that one, too. So make sure you stay tuned to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. I'll get to this private letter ruling, which is kind of interesting and depressing all at the same time. I mean, it's supposed to be good, but I didn't find it to be all that hot. I'll come back to it, but I'm going to finish up on this 529 stuff because it's kind of a teaching moment on a couple of other issues, like the gift tax situation. You see, the IRS doesn't specify an annual contribution limit, although the balances, you know, there could be a state balance that says you can't have more than 250 grand or 500 grand in the account. It's not that big of a deal because you can always ping pong money from one kid to the next and all of that. But some people seem to think that the most you can put in is $15,000 per year. That's not true. The $15,000 amount happens to be the amount that will qualify for the annual gift tax exclusion. So if you have three kids, for example, it's $15,000 times three. If there's two of you, a husband and a wife, times two, it ends up to be $90,000, 30 grand per family, husband and wife. That's 90,000 bucks every year that can go into the three different 529 plans. But that's only because it's under the gift tax limitation or exclusion. You can exceed the gift tax. You can gift as much money as you want, up to 11.18 million. The only thing is, you'd have to file a Form 709. So what? If you're not going to have a big, huge federal estate tax like Aretha Franklin, who the heck cares? If you're worth a couple of million bucks, it's not likely that you're going to die someday with an estate more than 11 million adjusted for inflation. Yeah, the 11 million bucks goes up a little tiny bit each year, too. And wouldn't it be great to have more than an $11 million estate to grow from $2 million in your grandmother at 68 years old, or whatever the number is? So there's no real limit to how much money you can put in from a gift tax exclusion standpoint. It's just you may have to file a form. And remember, if you pay gift tax, you don't write a check for that gift tax. You have this exemption, this $11 million exemption. So you just have to reduce your exemption by whatever amount of money you went over. It's no big deal. It really is no big deal. Now, you can front load your gifts. You can take 5 years of that $15,000 or $75,000 and put that money in front loaded and not have to worry about filing the gift tax form. So there's all kinds of ways to get a bunch of money into a 529 plan. So what's the strategy here? That's why you tune in for strategy. So you're the 68-year-old grandmother, and you just have a brand new baby grandchild. And you say, I really would like to fund the college education. You call me up and say, listen, how much is college, you know, going to cost in 18 years? I don't know. But if it's 40 grand a day, and if it goes up at 4% per year, it works out to about 80,000 bucks per year. So over a four-year period, call it 320,000 bucks. Well, how much would I have to make a gift into a 529 plan to get to $320,000 18 years from now? Plug that into the calculator. The present value calculation says, well, if you can earn 8%, that's being pretty aggressive. It's $80,000, and if you earn 7%, it's $95,000. So somewhere between 80 and 100 grand is probably pretty good. But that exceeds the $15,000 gift tax limitation. It also exceeds the $75,000 front load. Okay, so if you're going to put 100 grand in, you must file Form 709 and report that you exceeded the $75,000 front load, and you're going to reduce your exemption of 11 million bucks by like 25 grand. It's not that big of a deal. And remember, you can always change beneficiaries. So if, you know, for whatever reason, 18 years later, that child has a child, and that child, you know, is a teen mom. She's Which is the Kardashian that's the billionaire? It's not Khloe. It's one, Kylie, I think it is. So if that happened to be Kylie Kardashian, you're not worried about paying for her college. She can pay for it herself. She's a billionaire. But if she has a kid, did Kylie have a kid too, I think? I think so. I can't follow the show. And I'm not that much up on pop culture. But I will say this. My wife watches it religiously, so I have to ask her. But in either event, you can ping pong from Kylie, in this case, to Kylie's kid, whom I have no idea if she even has a child and what the child's name is. I'm sure there are a lot of people that do know, but I don't. So whatever money was accumulated for this hypothetical person, Kylie, we're calling her, can be transferred to daughter of Kylie. So now grandma took care of the great-grandchild's college education. And there's $320,000 sitting in an account. And that money will continue to grow for that particular child. So it's a pretty cool deal. I've never been a huge fan of 529 plans, but I'm warming up to them because I know so many people that send their kids to either parochial school or private Christian school or whatever. And it costs like $5,000-$10,000 each per year. And now you can take money out of the 529 plan, up to $10,000 to pay for the tuition there. So I am warming up. Okay, next on my docket, IRS private letter ruling will help clear the way for 401k plan student loan benefits. What? How are we going to do that? We know there's $1.3 trillion in student loans, and so the government's going to try to help us pay that loan off by allowing 401k plans and companies, including matching contributions and all that, to go toward the payment of student debt. Wow. It's pretty cool. Here's what they say about it. Participation in the student loan repayment benefit program is voluntary. If an employee signs up to participate, then for each payroll period during which the employee makes sufficient student loan repayments, the employer is eligible to receive a non-elective employer contribution. The non-elective employer contribution is equal to the matching contribution the employee would otherwise receive if the employee made pre-tax Roth 401k or after-tax contributions to the plan during the same payroll period. In other words, you can shunt your company's matching contribution toward the payback of a student loan. Now, one should be asking the question, would that be a reasonable thing to do? And this is where I have mixed emotions. Reasonable, perhaps, if you can't afford to pay it back yourself, but you would be giving up some pretty significant benefits. Now, a lot of this certainly has to do with how much you're paying in interest on that student loan benefit. They go on. The student loan repayment benefit effectively replaces the employer matching contribution for an employee who chooses to participate in the program. An employee who signs up for the program is not eligible to receive regular matching contributions under the plan. So you're giving up something, aren't you? However, the employer provides a year-end true-up match to ensure that if an employee fails to make sufficient student loan repayments, they still get to receive the full employer benefit. So nobody's losing anything, but it's no big fantastic savings either. So where my mixed emotions run is I think it may be more beneficial for you to borrow money from your home if you've got the ability to do that, or work a side job or whatever, and allow that money to continue to grow on a tax-deferred basis inside the 401k. So while we do have some visibility now on what the IRS and how the IRS may look at this, and you may hear more about it, this is like fresh off the drawing board, it may be something that could benefit a few people, but I don't see it really benefiting many. So there you have it. All right, when we come back from the break, I've got a bunch of emails that I'll get to. I don't think I'll get to rebalancing this hour. I wanted to talk about it because, again, it's one of those areas where I have mixed emotions. I think some plans rebalance far too much, and others not at all. And so where's the happy median there? Where is it? I'll have to tackle that on another program. In the meantime, if you want to shoot me an email, do it right now. I'll try to put it to the front of the line. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. I got Jonathan, Cindy, Austin, Jennifer, and a couple of others. That's all coming up. Good emails today. So don't go away. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, and mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you with us. Our first emailer of the day, Jonathan, asks this. And I have had this question before, and it's baffling to me that I keep getting it because it doesn't seem like logical to me. But nonetheless, here it is. Jonathan asks, Ray, love the show. I don't have enough mortgage interest or property taxes to get a deduction. Should I consider buying a new home and renting this one out? I'm 59, married, and earn around $150K. So, Jonathan, if you and your wife want a new home and you can afford a new home, then buy the new home. It shouldn't be about taxes and tax deductions and the fact that now all of a sudden you're going to have a lot more mortgage interest to deduct. Remember, you and your wife, you've got 59, you've got $24,000 of a hurdle you have to get above in mortgage interest and property taxes and state income tax, regardless of what, I mean, I don't know what state you're in. The first $24,000 is not going to be deductible. So I don't think it's going to help you either way tax-wise. And if it does, it'll be marginal at best. So this is probably not a great tax shelter idea. But doggone it, you make a nice income. You've got a low mortgage on your home. I have no problem with you having a rental property. I mean, I can talk about rental properties for a whole show. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I've experienced all of the above. But this should not be, most of us have grown up thinking that, well, our mortgage interest is sacrosanct, and we get that deduction, and if we spend $2,000 a month and we're in the 25% income tax bracket, it's really only costing us $1,500 a month because the mortgage interest is deductible and most of our payment is interest. And while that was true 10 years ago when interest rates were higher and so forth, or mostly true, today it's not true. It's not true at all. You got to get above $24,000 of, add them up, your mortgage interest, your property taxes, and your state income taxes. Now, it's going to be hard to get to $24,000 for most people, especially in his case, because he obviously does not have a large mortgage or his interest rate's so low he's not paying that much in interest. Property taxes, I don't know. I mean, even if he's in Texas and paying 3% or whatever they pay there, it adds up, but it's not, I mean, if it's a $300,000 house, that's $8,000-$9,000. State income taxes, well, in Texas, property taxes are high, but there is no state income tax. So, I mean, you get into this circular mathematics thing. So, Jonathan, buy your wife a new home if you can afford it. Not because of tax benefits, because you're not going to probably get any. But you might get other benefits. I'll leave it there. Cindy is next. I'm a single mom with a boyfriend. Uh-oh. I think I know where this is going. And two kids that are with me most of the time. and probably a deadbeat husband then, right? Ex-husband. We, I guess, meaning her and her boyfriend, would like to buy a home together before prices go up even more. How should our arrangement be structured? Very, very, very carefully, Cindy. First off, I don't like the idea. As a dad, I don't like the idea of you living in sin with a boyfriend and two kids. I don't know that that's, I mean, I don't want to preach here. And please don't email me, because I don't want to read your emails, you know, chewing me out because I'm too traditional. But I don't like the idea. I've experienced it. Okay, I'm fessing up. My kids aren't perfect either. I believe my wife and I, you know, we, I don't want to talk about personal stuff. You know what I'm saying? We all have issues. And I think it's stupid. All right? Sorry about that, but I think it's stupid. Because if the whole thing blows up in your face, Cindy, in other words, you can't stand each other's guts in 8 months, and you both signed a contract, somebody's going to live in the home, probably you with the two kids, and you're going to have a partner in that house that doesn't like you anymore. And you're going to have mutual obligations. It's high likelihood that that partner isn't going to pay you to make the mortgage payment that you're both jointly and severally liable for. I mean, if you had to do this, then one or the other of you should own the home, period, and charge the other one rent. Still hard to kick them out, by the way, evicting someone from your property. And it's still complicated. So my suggestion, if you love this dude, marry him. Tell him to pop the question. But remember, you already have one deadbeat. I can't say that. It's probably not nice for me to say. But there's already, you know, one mistake out there where you've got, evidently, based on what you wrote, custody of the two kids, most of the time yourself. I don't know what that means. You want to do this again? I mean, for divorced individuals, the divorce rate goes up in the second marriage, and it goes up in the third marriage. So I don't like this, and I'm sure it's worked out for a lot of people, but for about 50% of them, because that's the divorce rate in this country nowadays, it hasn't worked out. So I think this is a really, really dangerous thing to do. By the same token, it would be nice for you and the kids to have your own place, etc. Maybe you can't afford it. I just see problems here. And I'm not trying to be Dr. Laura, all right? Because I don't know anything about that stuff. I just know, financially speaking, this is dangerous. Okay, here's Jennifer. I hate my job and thinking about a career move. Would it be wise to enter the field of financial planning? Is it hard to get started? Yes and yes. I think it would be wise, but it would only be wise if you have really mapped out a plan with how you're going to make the transition and how you're going to earn a living for the first several years. So I would advise you not to go cold turkey. I would advise you to get trained and educated while you still have a job, and then team up with a certified financial planner or someone as a potential junior advisor, where you have to, you know, perhaps work for a lot less than you might earn eventually. But learn the ropes that way. Cold turkey, this is a really, really difficult business to get into today, because you can't make the same kind of money I made 40 years ago. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go out and tell your friends and relatives about the Ray Lucia Show. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio. Bye.